I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. All three series raced at two different tracks this weekend. The Xfinity teams ran the road course at Portland Raceway for the first time. Of course, it rained because it's Portland, but it was also a really wild race. They were beating and banging like it was Martinsville. Ty Gibbs led the most laps and won stage one. Matt Snyder won stage two and was leading at the end, but AJ Allmendinger came out of nowhere. He started last, made 31 adjustments before the race, and went off track four times during the race. Took the lead and won his second of the year and 10th road course race in the Xfinity Series. Sam Mayer, Austin Hill, Josh Berry, and Justin Allgaier round in your top five. The Xfinity teams take a couple weekends off. They're back at Nashville on the 25th. The Truck and Cup teams raced at World Technology Raceway in St. Louis this weekend. The Camping World Trucks were up first on Saturday. Chandler Smith and Ben Rhodes won the stages. 11 cautions and a couple big ones dragged this one out a bit. Looked like Christian X had this one wrapped up, but a late caution and a green-white check finish put Corey Heim out front at the end for his second win of 22. Chandler Smith, Stuart Friesen, Johnny Sauter, and Matt DiBenedetto finished top five. The trucks are back Saturday at Sonoma. The Cup teams ran Sunday for the first time in St. Louis. Stage one went caution-free and Austin Cindric won it. Things heated up in stage two. The first of four cautions flew after Ross Chastain and Denny Hamlin battled for fifth, and Chastain finally gave him the bumper and got by. Ryan Blaney blew a tire, staying out on strategy. Chase Elliott was Chastain's next victim and collected Bubba Wallace and Harrison Burton in the process. In the final was for Stenhouse dumping Wallace. Kurt Busch collected the stage win and the fireworks slowed down a bit in the final. Just four single car cautions and it was Kyle Busch and Joey Logano trading the lead for most of it. The final caution sent the race into overtime and a green-white checker finish. Logano and Kyle Busch traded the lead, but it was Logano with one to go taking the lead and claiming his second win of 22 and 29th of his career. Here's Joey after the race.
Thanks for coming out, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that race. It doesn't get much better than that. Racing for the lead like that with Kyle, one of the best, is a lot of fun, and crossing each other back and forth. I knew it was coming, so I did it to him. I knew he was going to do it to me, and was able to cross back and forth there a couple times in the last lap there. And good show, Penske Mustang, for sure. Nice to get a few wins on the season here. Start collecting those points, and playoff points. But Jamie, I'm way out of breath here. What a great car, though. Really fast, and I kind of messed up in qualifying, and Paul made a great call putting two tires on. Blaney did a great job with the push down into one, which kept me close at least and be able to make the move. So good racing there.
The Busch brothers, Ryan Blaney and Eric Amarola, finished top five. Martin Truex, Eric Jones, Ross Chastain, Christopher Bell, and AJ Allmendinger rounded the top 10. The Cup teams return at Sonoma on Sunday. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Monday, June 6th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord, their family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, four locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services. We'll be right back.